Well, now to the little country that is once again sending shudders through global financial markets. I'm talking about Greece. The president of the European Parliament is in Athens today to try to ease tensions with the country's new government. Martin Schulz arrived a day after the new Greek prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, said he will ignore some austerity measures that Greece had previously agreed to in exchange for a $270 billion bailout. That hard line caused Greek bank stocks to fall sharply yesterday, but they edged back up today. After the talks today, the European Parliament president said he expects clashes with the new Greek government, but no rash action. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Athens. And Mark, what exactly is the new prime minister asking for at this point when it comes to Greece's debt and the bailout?
Well, his central pledge, Jeremy, is to try to write off half of Greece's massive debt burden, which is about 300 billion euros. That's about $350-400 billion. He believes that that is completely unsustainable, and he is trying to push his eurozone counterparts to have some kind of international debt conference to write off half of the loans. His argument is that, for example, in 1953, Germany had half of its debt, or had a big portion of its debt written off of the wartime reparations, and that was a way of bringing Germany back into the financial markets, forgiving its debt, and that Greece agreed to that, having been occupied by the Nazis. Now, 60 years on, Greece needs the same kind of debt forgiveness from its eurozone partners, but it's not really likely to get it, because the messages coming out from Berlin, Brussels, Paris, Helsinki, etc., are that a debt cancellation, a debt write-down, is simply not on the table. They're willing to discuss a renegotiation of debt to extend the repayment period, for example, of loans, or lower the interest rates, but they are not willing to write it off because they fear a backlash from their own taxpayers if their loans to Greece are simply cancelled.
So what's the other option? Are they prepared to allow Greece to leave the euro?
No, I think that's not going to happen, and I think that both sides, both Greece and the eurozone itself, are going to fight against that, because if Greece were to drop out of the euro, yes, there's no longer that fear of contagion that there was a couple of years ago. There's no longer the fear that if Greece left, the whole eurozone could plummet because, you know, other countries are so unstable. The other countries have been more stabilised, Spain, Italy, etc. Banks have been recapitalised, so Greece is a little bit of a kind of an individual case. But it would still mark a kind of ideological failure of the eurozone if one country left the club. And of course, for Greece, it could spell economic catastrophe, because they would have to try to devalue very quickly their own currency, and they don't produce enough to create a kind of trade surplus. So I think it's not in either side's interest. I think it's not going to happen. What probably will happen is some kind of classic eurozone fudge where they meet in the middle and both sides try not to lose face. But that could come out only really in a few months' time. It will be a very hard, long process of negotiations.
And meanwhile, how are the people of Greece feeling about all this? This was a pretty bold move to put Tsipras in power after many, many years of economic trouble. How do they feel now about where they are?
It's certainly a new era, Jeremy, and you feel that not only in some of the changes he's already making, for example, scrapping privatisation tenders for two big ports and two public utilities companies, but also just small things. The mood here is beginning to look very, or feel very, different. I was very struck, for example, yesterday I was walking through the centre of Athens, and the new finance minister just kind of strolled past me with his open-necked shirt and no bodyguards around him. I mean, that would have been unheard of in the past. All ministers would have been trying to sort of dodge Molotov cocktails and petrol bombs in the past. You know, they've taken away the barriers outside Parliament. The feeling is, you know, this is a new government, a new era. We're no longer sort of beholden to our creditors. And there's a lot of support for that among Tsipras' fans, his voters. But then the other side says this is an irresponsible, reckless prime minister who is leading Greece into uncharted territory and into conflict with the eurozone. And that could spell dark days. It could lead Greece into defaulting on its debt. So he's very much split the country in two in that respect.
And he has said, by the way, that Greece will not default on its debt. What would happen if it did? And what would happen if Greece were to have to leave the euro? What are the consequences that people are saying would happen?
Well, I mean, the problem is at the moment that Greece has big commitments to its creditors. It owes, for example, €2.5 billion, that's about $3.5 billion, to the IMF in March, and more than double that to the European Central Bank in July. It doesn't have that money. The coffers are pretty much empty here, so it needs to continue, in theory, receiving loans from the creditors. But what Mr. Tsipras says is that that's all in the past. Those are commitments in the past, and that he's not going to honour them. What potentially could happen if it comes to a big debt repayment period is that the creditors could say, well, we're simply not going to continue giving your loans, and therefore Greece would be unable to meet its commitments. It would have to go into default on its debt, disorderly default on its debt probably, and therefore the only thing it could do would be to have to pretty much revert to its own currency, devalue the currency, and start printing drachmas. But I think that is just not going to happen. I mean, the Eurozone has invested far too much money and far too much time and effort into saving Greece for the last 4 years, although a lot of people would say it hasn't saved Greece, but to let it slip at the last moment. So I think that there is going to be just some kind of middle ground solution hammered out. But clearly a Eurozone exit would be pretty catastrophic, both for the Eurozone and for Greece.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Mark, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And stay with us. It's Here and Now.